Yeah, so it's most often associated with the word life.
با کلمه زندگی رابطه داره.
And this is not where most people in this world are looking after or are searching for, seeking after.
چیزی که مردم دنیا در موردش فکر میکنن.
Now, when children, they want to get older.
وقتی بچه‌ها دوست دارن پیرشن.
Yeah. But everybody who's old wants to stay young, remain young. And specifically ladies, they fight that battle.
خیلی می‌جنگن.
I don't want to disappoint you.
نمی‌خوام ناامیدتون کنم.
Yes, you will lose that battle.
اون شکست خواهید خورد.
The things that are seen are temporal.
چیزهایی رو که می‌بینید موقتی.
Yeah, rich people tend to spend lots of money to extend their temporary life on earth. I read about a guy who spent €2 million
a year
on this health program alone.
تنهایی که اتفاقی براش نیفته.
To trying to extend his life.
که زندگیشو ادامه‌دارتر کنه، طولانی‌تر کنه.
He also will lose that battle.
حتی اونم می‌بازه.
Yeah, people want to live forever.
همه می‌خوان که
people don't want to die.
هیچ کی نمی‌خواد بمیره.
We have some freaks nowadays.
الان مردمای عجیب و غریبی داریم.
They are trying to develop technology.
دارن تکنولوژی ایجاد می‌کنن.
I can upload myself into a computer with a brain link and things like that.
کامپیوتر آپلود کنم، بعد مغزمو بذارم.
So they can live in the computer.
بعد بمونن در اون کامپیوتر.
When their physical bodies die.
وقتی بدنم مرد، کامپیوتر زنده بمونه.
This is not a joke. People are actually trying this. Of course, this is utter nonsense. Yeah, the Bible says if you're absent with the body, yeah, if you're a Christian, you're present with the Lord. Yeah, if you're absent from the body, means you're dead. But it shows you that people are seeking after everlasting life. But most people seek in the wrong place. Yeah, first of all, they don't realize that their soul already is eternal. It will not cease to exist. And they have a quest to find this eternal life. And this quest is not new. In the time of Jesus, people had the same questions. They want to live forever. Matthew 19:16. And behold, one came and said unto him, to Jesus, Good Master, what good things shall I do that I may have eternal life?
ناگاه شخصی آمده به وی گفت ای استاد نیکو چه عملی نیکی انجام دهم تا حیات جاودانی یابم.
Yeah, this is not a new question.
سوالی جدید نیست.
Jesus, I want to live. I want to have eternal life.
چه جوری زندگی جاوید داشته
باشم؟ What good thing shall I do?
چیکار کنم تا زندگی جاوید داشته باشم؟
Jesus, tell me.
عیسی مسیح بهم بگو چه جوری زندگی عمری دلانی بشه.
And that's the mindset of most people in this world.
اکثر مردم دنیا هم همین فکر رو می‌کنن.
What good thing can I do to get this eternal life?
چه زندگی جاوید رو به دست بیارم؟
How can I earn it?
چه جوری به دستش بیارم؟
If there will be anything that you could do on this earth to get eternal life,
زندگی جاوید رو داشته باشی.
We should not pursue that. Yeah, you have people who play professional sports and they just their whole life is dedicated to it. Everything they do is in the light of getting that gold medal, getting that prize. What if the prize is eternal life? We should not do anything. Yeah, please give me the list so I can start checking off.
Now,
Jesus is going to give this man in this heartening answer.
این جواب محکم رو میده به همه.
Hey, you want to know what good things you must do to have eternal life? Now read
Matthew 19:17.
And he said to him, Why callest thou me good? There is none good but one, that is God. But if thou wilt enter into life, keep the commandments.
به وی گفت, از چه سبب مرا نیکو گفتی؟ و حالا که کسی نیکو نیست جز خدا فقط. اما اگر بخواهی داخل حیات شوی,
Now, in a moment, we will see that this man does not grasp the answer that Jesus is giving him.
But
Jesus is telling him here, you cannot have everlasting life by doing good things. He first tells him, there is no one good, but one. Yeah? That is God. So nobody outside God is good. And then he tells him, to have eternal life, to attain that life that he wants,
yeah,
if you want to do things, you need to keep the commandments.
شریعت خداوند رو نگه دار.
You need to be perfectly good.
کاملا خوب و بی عیب باشی.
Yeah. following the law of God.
دنبال شریعت خدا رفتن.
And you don't qualify.
و نمیتونی. You cannot make it. نمیرسی.
Because you are not good.
کامل نیستی.
Because you are not God.
تو خداوند نیستی.
Yeah, he doesn't grasp that at this point.
و این لحظه اینو درک نمیکنه.
But Jesus tells him, you can get everlasting life.
زندگی جاوید رو نمیتونی به دست
بیاری. By doing good things.
با کارهای نیک انجام دادن.
Verse 18 and 19. He said unto him, which? Jesus said, thou shalt do not murder, thou shalt not commit adultery, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not bear false witness on thy father and the mother, and thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. So he thinks, oh, keeping the commandments, give me this list that I can check off. Which commandments do I need to keep to have this eternal life? Tell me.
No.
And Jesus gives them some of the commandments.
Yeah,
don't steal, don't murder.
Yeah.
Love your neighbor as yourself.
Now,
listen to the response of this man in verse 20. The young man said unto him, all these things I have kept from my youth. What lack I yet? Yeah. He says, I've done them all. Now, do we believe that?
Is this
true?
No,
of course it's not true. And Jesus now exposes that to him. Read 21 and 22.
Don't translate.
Read 21 and 22. Jesus said unto him, if thou wilt be perfect, go and sell that thou hast and give to the poor. And thou shalt have treasure in heaven, and come and follow me. But when the young man heard that saying, he went away sorrowful, for he had great possessions.
Yeah,
so Jesus exposes his heart here. He says, okay, you think you've done everything? Go sell what you have and give it to the poor. Yeah, what was the problem that he had? He loved his money more than he loved his neighbor. He did not love his neighbor as himself. He is not good. As Jesus had already pointed out,
the
conclusion is you can't have everlasting life on your own, by your own power. You cannot earn it.
Why? Because
you can't do it.
You are not good. Oh,
but I'm pretty good. I'm much better than so-and-so. Okay, now go to James 2. James 2, verses 10 and 11. James 2, verse 10 and 11. For whosoever shall keep the whole law, and yet offend in one point, he is guilty of all. For he that said, do not commit adultery, said also, do not kill. Now, if thou commit no adultery, yet if thou kill, thou art become a transgressor of the law.
زیرا هرچه تمام شریعت را نگاه دارد در یک مورد بلغزد مجرم به همه می باشد زیرا او که گفت زنا مکن نیز گفت قتل مکن پس هرچند زنا نکنی اگر قتل کردی از شریعت تجاوز نمودی.
Yeah, being good means
نیکو بودن
being perfectly good, keeping the commandments without fail. And it takes just one little mistake, failing the law in one little place, and you'll be guilty of all.
Yeah.
Remember, the wages of sin is death, the second death. Yeah, eternal punishment. Yeah, so God is eternal. Yeah, he's from everlasting to everlasting. He's the beginning and the end. We are eternal.
Yeah,
we had a beginning. But our soul will never cease to exist. And there are two destinations, two directions that an eternal soul can go. An eternal destiny that is called eternal punishment, hell, lake of fire. But there is also an eternal destiny that is called eternal life. But we cannot find that in ourselves. We cannot attain that by ourselves. We cannot attain that by our own good works. So there are those who are written in the book of life. How is it that they are in that book of life when they die? Or rather, how is it they are not removed from the book of life before it is too late? Now, here's the good news. There's hope. Go to Titus 1:2.
Titus 1:2.
In hope of eternal life, which God, that cannot lie, promised before the world began. Did I write it wrong?
No.
Titus what?
Titus 1:2, yeah.
به امید حیات جاودانی که خدایی که دروغ نمیتواند گفت از زمانهای ازلی وعده آن را داد.
Paul had hope
پولوس
of eternal
داشت زندگی جاوید را داشت.
Not eternal punishment.
نه مجازات ابدی.
Why did he have hope?
جاوید. چرا امید زندگی جاوید داشت؟
Because he had good
چون
news.
خبر خوش رو داشت.
Not just good news.
نه خبر خوش معمولی.
Good news that is
خبر
everlasting.
خوشی که ابدی.
He have lasting gospel.
از انجیل ازلی است.
Read Revelation 14:6. And I saw another angel fly in the midst of heaven, having the everlasting gospel to preach unto them that dwell on the earth, and to every nation and kindred and tongue and people. There's a good news that is everlasting. There's a good news that for all people in history will bring life. This gospel will never change because it's everlasting. And the other gospel is not a gospel at all. Yeah, because it cannot save. It's called another gospel that cannot save. Yeah, the good news is that eternal life cannot be earned, but it's given. John 10:28. It's a gift. John 10:28. And I give unto them eternal life. And they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. There's nothing we can do to earn our salvation. There's nothing we can do to earn everlasting life. Like this young rich man was trying to do. But it's a gift. God has given us eternal life. And that gift comes through Jesus Christ. And through Him alone. Hebrews 9:11-12.
And
book of Hebrews. We're going to come back there a couple times. But Christ being come, and high priest of good things to come, by a greater and more perfect tabernacle, not made with hands, that is to say, not of this building, neither by the blood of goats and calves, but by his own blood he entered in once into the holy place, having obtained eternal redemption for us.
اما مسیح چون ظاهر شد تا کاهن اعظم نعمت‌های آینده باشد به خیمه بزرگتر و کامل‌تر و ناساخته شده به دست یعنی که از این خلقت نیست و نه به خون مسها و گوساله‌ها بلکه به خون خود یک مرتبه فقط به مکان اقدس داخل شد و فدیه ابدی را حاصل کرد.
Yeah, so Jesus by his own blood.
عیسی مسیح به وسیله خون خودش.
Yeah, redeemed us.
ما را آزاد.
Obtained redemption, eternal of them redemption for us.
آزادی ابدی رو برای هممون.
Yeah, when he died on the cross.
وقتی بر روی صلیب مرد.
And redemption is final. It's eternal.
ابدی است.
It's finished for all time.
برای همیشه از دست رفته است. تمام شده است. تکمیل شده است.
Hebrews 5.
عبرانیان 5:8-9.
Through he were a son. Yet learned he obedience by the things which he suffered, and being made perfect, he became the author of eternal salvation unto all them that obey him. He obtained eternal redemption for us, and he says here he is the author of eternal salvation. Not temporal, eternal salvation.
Now,
unto all them that obey him. But what do we need to obey? We just saw that nobody was good. Now we can't keep the law. We'll fail. Now here's what the Bible tells us to obey.
اون چی میگه و چگونه اطاعت کنیم.
And that's the gospel of Jesus Christ.
انجیل عیسی مسیح.
2 Thessalonians 1.
دوم تسالونیکیان.
2 Thessalonians 1:8 and 9. In flaming fire taking vengeance on them that know not God and that obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, we shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his power.
2 Thessalonians 1:8-9.
Now, what happens to those who do not obey the gospel of Lord Jesus Christ? Yeah, they will be punished with everlasting destruction. Again, no end to it. You do not obey the gospel, then that is where you end. You obey the gospel, you will have eternal salvation. Go to Hebrews 13. Hebrews 13:20.
That was 13:20.
Now the God of peace, that brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant.
از خدای سلامتی که شبان اعظم گوسفندان یعنی خداوند ما عیسی را به خون عهد ابدی از مردگان برخیزانید.
Yeah, God made an everlasting
خداوند زندگی عهد جاودانی را
بست. Yeah, through the blood of Jesus Christ.
به وسیله خون عیسی مسیح.
Yeah, because he died on the cross, was buried and rose again the third day.
دفن شد و بعد از 3 روز از مردگان برخاست.
Yeah, the New Testament.
عهد جدید
ما. He did something for us.
خداوند کاری برامون انجام داد.
Something so we can have life.
کاری که من و شما بتونیم زندگی جاودانی.
Yeah, and said that we be among the dead.
که ما بتونیم در میان مردگان.
That will stand before the Son of God one day.
نباشیم که
جلوی خداوند باشیم.
از مردگان نباشیم که جلوی خدا باید رها باشیم.
Yeah, with his own self bear our sins in his own body on the tree.
گناهش رو با بدن خودش.
That we being dead to sin.
روی اون درخت.
Should live unto righteousness.
برای ما داد که من و شما بتونیم زندگی کنیم.
Yeah, by whose stripes you were healed.
به وسیله ضربه‌هایی که او خورد من و شما شفا پیدا کردیم. عیسی مسیح چیکار کرد؟
He paid the price for us.
مجازات گناهان ما رو پرداخت کرد.
Yeah, he died on the cross.
او بر روی صلیب رفت. Romans 5:8.
But God commended his love towards us in that while we're yet sinners, Christ died for us.
اما خدا محبت خود را در ما ثابت می‌کند، از اینکه هنگامی که ما هنوز گناهکار بودیم، مسیح در راه ما مرد.
Yeah, what is the eternal covenant? That his blood has paid for our sins. That he tasted that for us so we don't have to. Hebrews 2:9. But we see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels for the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honor, that he, by the grace of God, should taste death for every man.
اما او را که اندکی از فرشتگان کمتر شد می‌بینیم، یعنی عیسی را که به رنج مرگ تاج جلال و اکرام بر سر وی نهاده شد تا به فیض خدا برای همه طعم مرگ را بچشد.
He did the work.
او کار را انجام داد.
He paid the price.
او مجازات را پرداخت کرد.
So what do we need? Do we need to do?
باید بکنیم من و شما.
We need to obey the gospel.
باید اطاعت کنیم.
How do we do that?
چجوری این کارو بکنیم؟
Go to Romans 10. Romans 10, 16 and 17. But they have not all obeyed the gospel, for Isaiah said, Lord, who had believed our report? So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God.
اما همه بشارت را گوش نگرفتند، زیرا اشعیا میگوید خداوند کیست که خبر ما را باور کرد؟ از ایمان از شنیدن است و شنیدن از کلام خدا.
So it says they did not obey the gospel. Now, why didn't they obey the gospel? Because they did not believe the words that Isaiah had spoken.
Yeah?
The words of God that Isaiah had revealed to them. They didn't believe them. To obey the gospel is to believe it. To trust in it. Yeah, Acts 16:31. Sirs, what must I do to be saved? And they said, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved in the house.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, how do you get saved? How do you receive this eternal life? The answer, believe on Lord Jesus Christ. Trust
in
Him for your salvation. In other words,
okay,
believe on the words that God has spoken about His Son. John 3:15 and stay there. That whosoever believes in Him should not perish, but have eternal life.
3:15.
Eternal life comes to believe in Jesus Christ. Yeah, who died and rose again for your sin.
Yeah.
The next verse. Yeah, for God so loved the world, that He gave His only begotten Son. And whosoever believed in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Yeah, you will have life without end if you believe on Jesus. John 3:36. He that believeth on the Son had everlasting life. And he that believeth not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abided on him. How can we see this divide? You either believe on Jesus and have life, or you don't believe on Jesus and you don't have life. Yeah, John 11:26. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believe us out this.
John 11:26.
Yeah, you believe on Jesus? You will never die. You will never belong to the group. Yeah, that is called the dead that were standing before the throne of God. You will be part of the group that has eternal life. Acts 4:12. Neither is there salvation in any other. For there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Whose name is this talking about? The name of Jesus. Yeah? These are eternal things for the lost to consider. Yeah, that God is eternal.
Yeah?
From everlasting to everlasting. Yeah, He's beginning and the end. He is the creator.
Yeah.
We have a beginning.
Yeah.
But we also are eternal in the sense that we never cease to exist. Our soul is eternal. Now, here's what should frighten every person that is not saved. Because there's an eternal destiny that an eternal soul can go to, that is a place of eternal punishment. Are we going there? Because we're not good? Yes, because we've all sinned against God. We all deserve to go there. We have earned death for ourselves, the second death. Every unsaved person is on their way there to a place of eternal punishment. There's also an eternal gospel. And good news. God had made an eternal covenant for Jesus Christ. So if we obey the gospel, we will have eternal life right there and then.
Yeah?
And meaning we need to believe on Him alone for our salvation. Muhammad cannot give you eternal life. Buddha cannot give you eternal life. Your works cannot give you
نمیتونه زندگی جاوید بهتون بده.
Only
فقط
Jesus
عیسی
can give you eternal life. If you don't have eternal life today,
اگر زندگی جاوید رو امروز ندارید,
or if you're not sure,
اگر مطمئن نیستید,
here's how you should start the year.
چجوری میتونیم سال جدیدمون رو آغاز کنیم؟
Attain that new that eternal life.
زندگی جاوید رو به دست بیاریم.
It's a gift.
هدیه ای است که داده شده.
It's ready for you.
آماده است برای همتون.
Do not leave today.
امروز هیچ کی از
اینجا نره. Either talking
قبل از اینکه صحبت کنه.
Yeah, with a translator.
یو به وسیله
Or with somebody else from the church that can explain you this. Eternity is a long time.
Spent
in the wrong place.
Yeah,
it doesn't end with 10,000 years or 100,000 years or a trillion years. You want to make sure you're in the group that has eternal life. Yeah, being in the book of life when you die. Instead of being removed from it.
اینکه پاک شده باشید از
instead of being in a group that will stand before the throne of God
مقابل تخت سلطنت خداوند و به اونها مردگان خوانده بشیم و در دریاچه آتش ریخته بشیم.
Yeah, life here is temporal.
زندگی زمینی موقتی.
Our souls are not.
اما جانمون ابدی.
They do not exist to exist.
و نابود نمیشه.
If you're not saved,
اگر نجات ندادید,
you'll be wise to consider eternal things.
چیزهای ابدی در زندگی.
Yeah, you only have this life.
فقط این زندگی رو
داریم. To make these decisions.
فقط این زندگی رو داریم که این تصمیم رو
After you die, بعد از مرگمون no
دیگه انتخابی نداریم.
Am I trying to scare you?
آیا میخوام بترسونمتون؟
No, the answer is yes.
بله.
Because I'm warning you to flee from the wrath to come.
که از خشم خداوند دور بشیم و به سمت شادی خداوند.
Yeah, the fear of God is the beginning of wisdom.
خداوند اول آغاز حکمت.
Yeah, and if you're not safe today,
اگر امروز نجات ندارید,
this should put fear in your heart.
باید بترسونتتون.
Yeah, you're running the risk.
دارین ریسک میکنین که ابدیت رو با مجازات خداوند به سر ببرید.
Experiencing everlasting punishment.
و زندگی مجازات ابدیتون.
Why not change that destiny today?
چرا این مقصدمون رو عوض نکنیم؟
Everlasting life.
چرا تبدیلش نکنیم
به
زندگی جاوید؟
Obeying the gospel.
چرا اطاعت نکنیم از انجیل عیسی مسیح؟
Believing what Jesus has done for you.
ایمان بیاریم به اون کاری که عیسی مسیح برای صلیب برامون انجام داده.
That he made a way for you
to be saved. راهی رو برای ما ساخت که من و شما نجات پیدا
کنیم. 1 Corinthians 15:1-4.
اول قرنتیان فصل 15 آیه 1 تا 4.
Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preached unto you, which also you have received, and wherein you stand, by which are you are saved, if you keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless you have believed in vain. For I delivered unto you, first of all, that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins, according to the Scriptures, and he was buried, and he rose again the third day, according to the Scriptures.
الان ای برادران شما را از انجیلی که به شما بشارت دادم اعلام می نمایم که آن را هم پذیرفتید و هم در آن استوار می باشید و به وسیله آن نیز نجات می یابید به شرطی که آن کلامی را که به شما بشارت دادم محکم نگاه دارید مگر اینکه بیهوده ایمان آوردید زیرا که اول به شما سپردم آنچه نیز دریافت کردم که مسیح بر حسب کتب در راه گناهان ما مرد.
Yeah, the gospel is the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. Yeah, the gospel is the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. Jesus dying for our sins. Jesus tasting death for us. So we don't have to taste death. If you're not in Christ today, this is how you should start a new year. What if you're saved already? What if your place in the book of life is already set? Nothing can change anymore. Then this is how you should start a new year. Let this year be the year that you consider the lost. Yeah, who are facing eternal punishment, eternity in hell. But this year be the year that you start reminding those who are lost of eternal things that they need to consider, warning them for their wrath to come, sharing the everlasting gospel, yeah, the gospel that is the power of God until salvation, telling them that they can have eternal life today.
میتونن امروز داشته باشن.
Yeah, you want to pick up a good habit this year?
میخوایم امروز عادت بکنیم، امسال هدف خوبی داشته باشیم، عادت خوبی داشته باشیم.
Start being busy with the things that affect eternity.
کارهای خداوند و ابدیت خداوند وقتتون رو بگذرونید.
Yeah, join the soul winning.
برای بشارت شرکت کنید.
We're going to close with 2 Corinthians 4:18.
While
we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, But the things we are not seen are eternal.
در حالی که ما نظر نمی کنیم به چیزهای دیدنی بلکه به چیزهای نادیدنی زیرا که آنچه دیدنی است موقتی است و آنچه نادیدنی جاودانی است.
Amen. Let's pray. Lord, for those, Lord, who are not saved yet, Lord, I pray you work in their hearts, you prompt them, and that they will, Lord, see that there is hope, Lord, that there is a way for them to have everlasting life. So, Lord, prompt them to make right today. And, Lord, for all of us, Lord, who are already saved, who have an everlasting life, I must pray, let you work in our hearts to become winners of souls. Yeah, he that is wise wins souls, the Bible says. So be with us this new year.
And ask that you bless this year.
First, individually, family, this local church uses for your glory. Lord, help us to be instrumental to bringing a lot of people to you.
Lord,
we pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen.